30 degrees here in Madison, sunshine out there, and time to head back down to Del Clark Lake in Canby. We've got a fishing tournament going on and getting underway here in a little bit, and here's Paul Ramo with more news on that.
Yeah, 30-some degrees, huh, Maynard? Well, that's just perfect for ice fishing, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful day out here.
Yeah, Dave Verhelst joins me once again here at Del Clark Lake in Canby for the fourth annual Canby Classic Fishing Tournament. And what's the fish house count now, Dave?
The fish house count as of right now is 286 houses out here, so it's the most houses this lake has ever seen in its life.
Yeah, and if you look at as you're coming in, overlooking Del Clark Lake, looks like a small city, and it's going to be pretty cool tonight with the lights and everything.
Yeah, it's really awesome. A lot of guys got the fancy LED lights around the top, flashing lights or whatever, and smoke coming rolling, or not the smoke, but the steam coming off them is just, it's an awesome sight.
Yeah, that's right. And probably 600 people here now.
It's got to be over 600. Yeah. We were at about 540 a while ago, so yeah, I'm sure it's well over 600 participants in the 24-hour.
That's right. And once again, the snack shack.
Yep.
I have a hard time saying that.
Yeah, that's got a twister to it.
And I want to apologize to Ryan Schmidt's brother. This is his fish house we're in. And the last broadcast, I spilled my Diet Mountain Dew on his brand new couch.
Yeah, I know. That's going to cost us so much, Paul. we're gonna have to take that out of your budget.
Well, the radio station will pay for it, I think. So. But Ryan Schmidt did clean it up really good. So
yeah, he did a good job.
Hopefully his brother doesn't notice. So
yeah. Well, unless he's listening to the radio right now, Paul.
That's coming out of your paycheck there, Paul.
Well, all right. How much is a couch cushion instead of the whole ice house? All right. What's going on, Dave?
We got guys out checking houses right now, making sure they got legal size bait. Nobody's got any fish dangling in a hole off a leader, so they haven't tried to cheat the system a little bit and start early. So.
So you have guys out, Sportsman Club members and Canby Fire Relief Association, out checking the 200 and some...
Yep, they're out checking all the houses. Okay. Like I said, for bait size, we've got a regulation on that. And, just number rules. All the rules and regulations can be found on our Facebook site. And I believe we've got them on our website as well.
And what is that website?
That website is CanbyFireDEPT.com. Live updates on fishing tournaments. So as soon as the fish get weighed, it updates every 5 minutes. So if you're sitting in your house, you want to say, hey, I wonder how that tournament's going. You can log on at midnight if you happen to be awake and see how many fish have been caught and what the weights are.
So the tournament starts at 4 o'clock, just a little over under a half an hour, half an hour from now. And you may have somebody at the weigh-in house right here weighing in now.
Yep, we'll be starting here very shortly. We got Evan Krause on the computer weighing stuff, and we'll have a guy in here weighing the fish and checking the length on them. So,
sorry, I interrupted you about the snack shack. What's going on over there? Right next to us here.
Yep, snack shack will be starting at 4 o'clock. We got burgers and brats from Canby Meat Center, and they'll be served on delicious buns from the Canby Cornerstone Cravings. So. Mm-hmm.
And there's over $20,000 in prizes. And throughout our broadcast here this afternoon from Del Clark Lake, Dave has been mentioning some of the fine sponsors. And let's continue with that, Dave.
All right. Some of our sponsors, Canby Credit Union, R&H Construction, Ridge Rock Financial, K&M Car Wash and Pet Wash, Nimitz Insurance, State Bank of Taunton, the Canby News, Dennis Clendell, PDR, Doom Seed, Christensen Trucking, New Leaf Floral, Southwest Insurance, PK Egan's Restaurant, where you can get some awesome pizza, OCF Seeds, Prevent Seeds, Mustang Seeds, Anhalt Farms, Subway, Canby Farmers Grain, Critter Comfort, and Cockham Construction. One thing I want to add, I forgot a couple on our $1,000 sponsors, our sturgeon sponsors. I want to just run through them again. Is Midco, Ag Plus, Independent Oil, Buffalo Ridge Air Spray, Soil Smart, Spuds One Stop, and this is the one I forgot last time, ABM Manufacturing, so I apologize, Corey. Heartland Eye Clinic, and State Farm Insurance.
All right, and a lot more sponsors that Dave's mentioned throughout the afternoon here for the fourth annual Canby Classic Fishing Tournament here on Del Clark Lake, and it's been a lot of fun so far here.
Yeah, it is.
We haven't even started yet.
Yeah, we haven't even started. You know, I don't fish, and this is probably one of the funnest events that I work at and do, which I do a lot of events, being hooked up with the fire department and the sportsman club. But this is just it's just a blast. Everybody has fun out here. We got pull tabs that can be delivered right to your house from the Canby Fire Department. We got a raffle going on, which I believe is pretty much sold out. 900 tickets on that, and we're giving away $6,000-$7,000 in cash on that. So,
all right. All right, Dave, we got to cut this one a little short, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes then.
All right. Sounds great, Paul.
Dave Verhelst from the Canby Sportsman Club. Once again, come on over to Del Clark Lake today and tomorrow for their ice fishing tournament. We'll continue with our broadcast here throughout the afternoon.